And one time when I was searching for my bike on internet, I found Diana.
This is Agata Putt. She'd just moved from Poland to Cologne to make a better living for her kids back home. She was scanning eBay for giveaways when she found Diana Lanson. As it turned out, Diana would help her with a whole lot more than just getting around town.
Yeah, and I found the advertisement that she helps people in many things in government.
I can relate to Agata. I just recently moved to Germany myself without much more than a suitcase. And if you're in a new country without a whole lot of money to set yourself up, the first place you're likely to look is the giveaway section on eBay, which is exactly why Diana placed her ad there. Diana's a volunteer with Viggy and Mitt. We'll go with you, a website that connects volunteers with people who need help with their government papers. But signing up for a volunteer shift every now and then wasn't enough for Diana. So she started leaving her calling card on eBay and all the other places people in need might be, online or off.
And first I was really surprised, why is she helping people without any money? Because I didn't have to pay anything for her help.
There was a time that money was a motivator for Diana. But after working in the corporate world for a while, she decided she needed to do something different with her life.
So I was working at German Telecom and I was also earning lots of money, had my business car and everything get paid. And some managers spent 1,000 euros for a bottle of wine or even more every evening. And I'm seeing people sitting in front of the job center who have to fight for 380 euros.
So she handed in the car, moved into a smaller flat and rented a cheap office space next to a motor mechanic. Diana jokes that the most successful companies are always started by geeks in their parents' garage. A bit like Viggy and Mitt, the online network that Diana established helps the people of Cologne navigate Germany's legendary paper trail. It's called Gemeinsam einfach leben, living simply together. Diana doesn't hide away in her office. She traipses all over the city. Wherever she's needed, she goes in person.
Diana always say if we cannot do something with these normal workers, we go higher and higher. And it always works. So
these normal people are the staffers at the job centre, the paper pushers at the tax office, the call centre workers reading from a script pinned to the wall of their cubicle on the other side of the world.
She found me a flat and she even signed some kind of agreement that if I won't be able to pay the rent, she will pay for me. And it was just after 2 months after we met. For me, it was really incredible. And I was even telling her, but Diana, hello, you know me only 2 months. How can you trust me so much? And she always saying me, oh, I see that in your eyes.
So here's the thing. Diana's advantage is that she can apply her planning and negotiation experience as a corporate consultant to the welfare system. But what she does is more than that. She gives the system a human face. And Agata isn't the only client who calls Diana a friend.
Mit Diana zu arbeiten macht ja sehr viel Spaß.
This is Annie. She said working with Diana is a lot of fun. They help each other. Diana helped Annie write a CV and find a job. Annie's really good with numbers and helps Diana around the office.
Wir unterstützen uns gegenseitig.
We support each other in her office. When I've been unemployed, when I felt that nobody needs me, she's been there for me. She's helped me with all kinds of work matters. But really, more than anything, Diana's main support has been moral.
Die seelische Unterstützung.
So one other goal of this union or association I founded is to connect all the people in Cologne who are helping like I do. So you need to connect the specialists.
Diana studied geography before she went on to become a systems analyst for Deutsche Telekom. She knows all about communication technology and she loves a well-mapped system.
We have apps, we have all this innovation. So this is one other thing I take from my past to now. I would to put everything on a map. So we can use this information and communication technologies to put in the social world as well, to help there, to connect people, to make social local networks, to make local-based services, to put internet into the old people's places. We put them in like kind of hospital-similar buildings, but why don't they have tablets with Skype that they can talk to their relatives?
As great as that plan sounds, my guess is that Diana will have to fight to convince the authorities that technology has a place in a nursing home, and then fight some more to get funding for it. but I have no doubt that she will keep on fighting. This is Marcus Costello for DW Cologne.